This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
To the Alex Jones Show. Alex is going to be rejoining us in the next segment with a breaking report on the AI rollout that is coming. But I wanted to play this clip here in this short segment, and then we're going to open up the phone lines coming up as well. You won't believe what Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo were saying on CNN last night. Is a pinch yourself moment. This is CNN that has Brian Stelter, Oliver Darcy, and other nitwit losers trying to censor anyone who goes against their politics, which is take the guns, silence conservatives, America sucks. And so they have been openly calling for censorship. They have been openly promoting censorship. Oliver Darcy is one of the king rats when it comes to flagging people to have them removed. I mean, CNN is literally the rabid, cancerous, feral, malnourished guard dog foaming at the mouth to censor anybody who doesn't look as disgusting and hideous as them. So I must be dreaming when I tune into CNN and I hear this conversation between Don Lemon and Fredo Cuomo.
Keep it pure. I hate the whole cancel culture. I hate the whole, and I hate
pause
going
right
back.
There and restart it. Dude, CNN is literally the cancel culture. You guys have no ratings except for the money you pay to be in airports and hotels. No one watches you. You're a known joke. You're a known empty husk. You are the cancel culture. You canceled yourself. You promote the cancel culture. Without the cancel culture, you won't even exist. But again, listen to Don Lemon and Fredo Cuomo.
Breathe. Keep it pure. I hate the whole cancel culture. I hate the whole, and I hate going back in. Now listen, think about this. Think about if Richard Pryor or Lenny Bruce or even Eddie Murphy were coming up now. Do you remember the you-know-what that they would say?
The family would be on TV
a
right
lot
now?
Of racist stuff, a lot of homophobic stuff, a lot of it. They push the envelopes. Lenny Bruce would got arrested for some of the things.
You think All in the Family would be on today?
Exactly. So, I mean,
You think the Jeffersons would be on today?
Exactly.
You think they'd let Sherman Helmsley, rest in peace?
Sherman Helmsley say...
Do George Jefferson the way he did it then?
Say, you think they would let George Jefferson say N-word please on television now? Or when Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor pushed the limits on SNL by that whole N-word sketch that they did, that wouldn't be allowed on television right now. And something is wrong with that, because those were learning moments, teachable moments.
Who are we?
And who are we?
Tolerant?
Everybody's a
what
little...
What happens when we're tested? How do we feel about it? How do we respond? What do we embrace? What do we reject?
I think everyone's a little too sensitive. And I think going back in the past for every little thing that someone did, no one would have a job. Nobody. And nobody. Because everyone says stupid things. Everyone does something that's boneheaded from now and then. And so I think we have to be
Oh, my gosh. So here's CNN. I mean, guys, pull up a story about how CNN celebrates the censorship online. Folks, Oliver Darcy is well known in Silicon Valley as, like, the king rat. Like, there's an old cartoon called Recess. If you're about my age, I'm 30. If you're around my age, some of the crew here is, you probably remember the cartoon Recess. Remember the cartoon Recess? There was a character called Randall in Recess. You know, Randall was a worm. Randall was a narc. Randall was a rat. Nobody liked Randall. Kind of like Don Lemon. They sit around, they look at people they don't like all day, and then they go to the principal and say, this person did this. Make sure you have them removed. That's literally CNN with Oliver Darcy, who looks like he just ate the you-know-what out of the behind of a possum and enjoyed it. And he goes around celebrating censorship, and then they're going to complain about the cancel culture that CNN literally created? Wow.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfraWars Super Silver Cream today.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
A lot of things developing today. The Democrats' call for gun confiscation has only sold more guns in America. 15% was the number last week. I would bet it's more than that now, where you have multiple gun stores literally rolling out Beto specials and selling out of their rifles in less than 4 hours. You are a joke, Beto. I mean, you are such a joke, it's not even measurable, quite frankly. So that's one thing we're seeing develop. So, yeah, you called for the confiscation of firearms. Now there's about 2 million more you'll have to confiscate from our cold, dead hands. You bastards. You bastards. You would ever come for our guns. Here's a better idea. Why don't you just move? You don't like guns? Get the hell out, because they're not going anywhere. I mean, seriously. I just don't get it, man. I just really don't understand it. Then you have Ilhan Omar, married her brother, committed immigration fraud, committed tax fraud. This is a leader of the Democrat Party, a known criminal. Married her own brother. I just want to know if she, I mean, did she consummate the marriage, folks? Let's be real. There is a chance Ilhan Omar engaged in incest. How do you like that, Democrats? But they'll deny it. Then you have the New York Times printing known fake news against Brett Kavanaugh. Their quote-unquote source was actually reached out to during the original investigations into the accusations. She declined to be a part of it then. She said, I have nothing to do with this. Please don't involve me. Well, the New York Times drug her out of the nothingness and put her in a story and claimed things about her that weren't true, just like Kavanaugh. And she's again saying, nope, that's not me. Never claimed that. The New York Times retracts 24 hours later, but it's all too late by then. They knew it was fake. They run the headline. The average brainwashed Democrat voter, which I don't even know where they are anymore. I can't even find them. They're at Elizabeth Warren rallies. That's pretty much it. Will actually believe that Brett Kavanaugh is a sexual deviant because the New York Times publishes fake news, retracts 24 hours later. How many times does the New York Times have to be proven fake news? Doesn't matter. Now, when we come back, Alex Jones is going to break down the real threat of the AI rollout. That's coming on the other side. As we just get more and more information about how the Democrats are working with Silicon Valley to keep Trump from winning the 2020 election. And if the Trump administration doesn't move against that soon, we will have some serious problems, ladies and gentlemen. Some serious, serious problems. You've got Democrats committing fake hate crimes like Jussie Smollett and Edon Lewis Kaufman staging their own hate crimes to try to start a civil war. This is the state of the Democrat Party. This is pure evil. Take your guns, lie to you to destroy their political adversaries, stage events to play the victim. I mean, this is literally, if Satan could fill human bodies, it would be the average Democrat at this point. It really would. And that's not even to insult the average Democrat voter of, you know, say, 2016, 2012, whatever. The Democrat Party's changed. They've gone full evil. Take the guns, end free speech, lie to destroy your political adversaries, engage in big tech collusion to censor and silence free speech. That is literally the political operating system of the Democrat Party. Oh, I left something out. They also stage violence and riots. Forgot about that, too. They engage in domestic terror. In fact, the largest domestic terror group in the United States is the Democrat Party. I'll debate that forever. You can't show me a group of individuals in this country that has engaged in more terrorism than the Democrat Party, with Antifa and with straight up Bob Cramer running riot gangs out of Chicago. That's all caught. That's all on record. That is the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. They hate America. They hate you. And, you know, I've been thinking about this, but I think we've reached a, demarcation line now where, I mean, again, I'm not insulting Democrat voters of yesteryear, but the average Democrat voter now is somebody who's all alone, no family, no desire to start a family, no girlfriend, no wife, no boyfriend, no husband, no kids, nothing. They just want to live in their own little selfish lives with their social media in their little pod cities in California, sip on a soy latte with their pinky out and claim they're intellectual when they are the biggest dumbasses you'll ever meet in your life. But because they have no desire for prosperity, because they have no desire to build a future, because they're totally destroyed by Satan, they want to bring down the rest of us. And so they use facade arguments like you're transphobic if you don't want to pay for a ding-a-ling to be chopped off and a hole to be plugged in there. This is literally what they're doing. The state of California has now banned state-funded travel to Iowa because they won't perform gender reassignment surgery on a state dollar. That's the state of the Democrat Party. Ilhan Omar just decided she's going to side with Iran after the bombing or whatever happened on that oil field, which, by the way, who's to say, in fact, I would almost bet money on it. I bet that John Kerry is running that strike on Saudi Arabia with his little Iranian counterparts. But hey, what do I know? So, Alex Jones, when we come back, is going to be breaking down the rollout of AI and the threat to humanity. But first, folks, over at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got maybe the biggest specials we've ever had. I think it's probably the biggest specials we've ever had. It's pretty much a clearance sale, and we're not really marketing it like that, but that's, I mean, that's basically what it is. When we got the Gut Health Fusion Pack on sale right now, seven different supplements, I believe the whole pack is 75% off right now. Don't forget about the brand new T-shirt, Beto Knot, the brand new T-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com, selling like hotcakes. Get your Beto Knot T-shirt with the rifle, Beto Knot under it, and the Lone Star on top. Beto says he wants to come take your guns. Buy this T-shirt. Give him the middle finger. You want to kick Beto in the nuts politically? Buy this T-shirt. You want to put your fist through Beto's face politically? buy this T-shirt. You want to choke and strangle Beto O'Rourke till there's no breath in his lungs politically? Buy this T-shirt. Should I go on? Do you want to repeatedly stab a guy till he's bleeding out politically? Buy this T-shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. I love Beto. I would never want any harm done to Beto, ever. But politically, if you'd like to wring this guy's neck and break his leg and jaw, politically, not physically, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Beto Not T-shirt. And if you want to make sure I keep a job after saying that, maybe go buy a T-shirt too, because I may be on the chopping block politically. All right. So when we come back, Alex Jones is going to break down the AI rollout, which, you know, there's a lot of unknowns about the AI. How organic is AI, and how influenced is it by human behavior or by human algorithms? Is Silicon Valley going to roll out some AI that's a social justice warrior, where if you say, man, I love the United States of America, we should have a southern border, you're deemed a terrorist? And then, you know, they send the cops to your door to take your guns away with the social credit score? Hey, maybe it'll be Beto. In fact, Beto should go door-to-door and take the guns away. I think Beto should do that. He should be a real hero and do that himself. Alex Jones on the other side.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Going to be people. They might be really smart, they might be really good at all sorts of different things, but they're not going to be like us. They're going to be aliens. And they're going to be, I'm sorry to say, way smarter than every single person in this room in ways that we can't even comprehend. So this, of course, triggers a lot of alarm. One of the guys who talks about this is Elon, who says things like this, like, when you do this, beware. Because you think, just like the guy in the stories, that when you do this, you're going to put that little guy in a pentagram, and you're going to have your holy water out, and you're going to wave it at the thing, and by God, it's going to do exactly what you say, and not one thing more, but it never works out that way. So this is an attitude that some are having, this emerging alarmism about the way this is going to go. But these words, demons, doesn't capture the essence of what's happening here. I don't know if any of you are turn-of-the-century weird fiction fans, but there's this guy named H.P. Lovecraft, who's a very famous American weird fiction author. And he espoused a view which is called cosmicism. And the essence of cosmicism is cosmic indifference. So what he was saying is basically, yes, there are these massively intelligent entities out there, but they're not good, they're not evil, they just don't give a shit about you even in the slightest. The same way that you don't care about an ant is the same way they're not going to care about you. And these things that we're summoning into the world now are not demons, they're not evil, but they're more like the Lovecraftian great old ones. There are entities that are not necessarily going to be aligned with what we want. So this transition is really, really massively important for our entire species to navigate. And going back to that thing that Sam Harris was saying, nobody is paying attention. This thing is happening in the background while people bicker about politics.
Jordy Ross has joined a chorus of AI experts and globalists and billionaires warning us that AI is going to be millions of times smarter than us and just crushes like ants or a houseplant, and that the end of humanity is here. And why are we doing this? Why are we allowing it? Because there's two camps. There's those that say, don't do it, it's crazy, but we're going to be subhuman slaves. And then others say, oh, it's wonderful, humans are trash, we're about to transcend it, post-human world. But when you read this, it shows you how these people have no respect for themselves or human potential, that we built all this and that we're amazing. The truth is, the globalists want you just to give up on life and believe that you're subhuman, that you are a reject, that you don't have any power, that you don't exist, and that you should just sign over your own destiny to the establishment who's charting the future for you and explaining how it's all lost and it's all over. So just lay down and just give up and let them run the world. Let them control the future. AI expert says we are summoning robot entities who will treat us like ants. And, of course, now all the major churches of the world, from the Buddhists to the Catholics to the Protestants, are putting robot preachers and priests in. It's so cool. That's just some junk spouting a recording out at us. All these machines do is mimic what we say, mimic what we do, mimic our facial expressions, mimic our voice prints, to convince us, like a carnival barker, that we're really seeing something magic. But really, it's not true magic. It's the magic of a scam, the magic of the magician who is doing sleight of hand and manipulating. Like all these big companies that came out and said they can diagnostic cancer before you have it, and this machine can test all your blood and diagnostics, and billions of the machines were sold by just one company alone. There's like 20 companies I know of. Then it turns out it's all fraud. Like the new one, oh, we have a blood test to see if you have PTSD. We're going to have to take your guns. We found a chemical in you to show that you have PTSD. It's just some stress hormone. It's all quack garbage. You know how many people went to death row off fake lie detectors? That's just a way to scam you if you are lying to go ahead and admit you're lying. It's all bluffing. It's all scams. Things are much more complex than you're told or they say. The truth is, all this AI computerized is automation, and it's programmed by humans to control you. So what he's really saying is, global psychopaths that see you as ants, and who want a post-human world, are programming a technocracy, is what it is, where it's all automated and runs your life and tracks and traces you, and then punishes you when you're not a good little slave. This is an imperial probe droid of the globalists, made by slaves in China. Every part of it's evil. It listens to me. It has my heartbeat. It's on when it's supposedly off. It's tracking everything. And now they admit all that. Apple's always listening. Google's always listening. Because they're all in a race to get AI dominance and the post-human world. They've decided it's a foregone conclusion. Well, I'm here to tell them it's not a foregone conclusion. But let's go further here, ladies and gentlemen. There's another big story up on Infowars.com that ties right into this. And, of course, it's on mosquitoes. Let me just pull that up for you right now as we cover what's really going on and what's really unfolding in this nation. Genetically modified mosquito apocalypse plan backfires spectacularly in Brazil. Oh, turns out a big globalist company funded by always the same people. Oh, you bet, Mr. Eugenics, Mr. Depopulation is involved. One of his foundations, Bill Gates. A British biotech company conducted a 27-month-long experiment in 2013 in Brazil aimed at reducing the local mosquito population by 90% while preserving the genetic integrity of the local insect population. Instead, it failed and created a new mutant super mosquito that are spreading diseases even faster. The full article by RT is up on Infowars.com. And my point is, we're learning 6.5 years later about another one of these failed experiments, but did it really fail? We're always told that, oh, it's an experiment to make less humans die. But Bill Gates says he's working with mosquitoes to learn how to deliver pathogens to reduce population. He said it there in a TED talk. People laugh like it was a joke. It's not a joke. And he's released mosquitoes in Florida and released mosquitoes in Africa. Again, ladies and gentlemen, HIV was a race-specific bioweapon targeting Africans. Look it up. That's not a conspiracy theory. Just like fluoride lowers IQ. Just like fluoride gives you cancer. That's in major studies. But viruses mutate to where they're less harmful or not harmful. That's why the epidemic of HIV has gone away, because the virus mutated out. But they've got to keep giving vaccines with the original strain to give you HIV again. But Africans everywhere refuse vaccines. They know it's HIV inside of it. And so it's gone down 90%+. See how this works? And then Hollywood elites found out as well that they have cures for all of this. This is very serious. Northern Europeans do not have the receptor sites on their T lymphocytes, their generals, their white blood cell training cells. They go out and train the other white blood cells. And this targets T lymphocytes so that whatever else is in your environment kills you. Well, they found ways to block that. And again, the virus also mutates until a less harmful form. I was told this in the 80s, okay? I was told this in the 80s, and it turned out to all be true. And that's just the facts, ladies and gentlemen. It's been in the medical literature all along, and any of you that take a vaccine are insane. It's not that vaccine science couldn't help you. It's that they're tainting it, they're jacking it, they're Trojan horsening it, just like they do everything else, from your cell phones to the water supply to everything. It's a very small technical elite that's doing this, carrying out experimentation on the population because they believe they're saving the earth from overpopulation. But really, they just want to control people, and it's totally sick. So AI is run by globalists. That's why it's dangerous, because they're building it so there's a post-human world. Now back to the live transmission with Owen Schroyer. I'm Alex Jones, doing some important work in Los Angeles, and I'll be back tomorrow. Stay with us.
Band.video is the answer to censorship. Band.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Band.video. Band.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called Band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at Band.video.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, sometimes you just have to sit back and recognize the clown world for what it is. Because that's what it is. When you have Democrats calling for the impeachment of Kavanaugh, the impeachment of Trump, bringing up, they've got Corey Lewandowski right now in front of Congress testifying. We're going to go to that here in just a moment for the remainder of the broadcast. But don't worry, you know, After the Corey Lewandowski testimony is over, the Democrats are going to call the Hamburglar to ask what he knows about Trump stealing pancakes. After that, maybe Ronald McDonald. And so really important eyewitnesses and fact witnesses coming up to destroy Trump that the Democrats are going to bring up. Maybe another Blasey Ford.
I don't know anything or anybody, but Kavanaugh definitely raped me and 10 other women. I know that. I don't know how I know, but probably.
That's the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. And so they'll call up anybody. They'll call up Aunt Jemima, if that's the type of syrup Trump used on the pancakes he stole. This is the pathetic state of our government. And it should drive you insane. Drives me insane that this is what we're paying for. Meanwhile, the Pentagon just shut down the border wall. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Pentagon just shut down the border wall project. Why? They said they don't have enough money. And if you believe that, you're the dumbest ass I've ever met in my life. They'll spend money on anything. In fact, as one of the crew is pointing out here, probably cut a deal saying, look, you go to war, Trump, we'll build your wall. No war, no wall. So the Pentagon shut it down, said they didn't have the funds. That's a blatant lie. But hey, we got plenty of money to get Ronald McDonald in front of Congress for a testimony. Let's go to the Corey Lewandowski testimony where the Democrats will do anything to try to destroy this country.
Good morning, Mr. Lewandowski. I'm questioning you right now. Thank you.
Oh, the I'm questioning right now. I'm also no breathing right now and drinking water right now.
To deliver that message,
Sheila Jackson Lee.
The president
what
could
a
have
joke.
Just picked up the phone himself at any time and called the attorney general. The president also had a full staff of executive employees right down the hall. So this made me wonder. If the president thought what he was doing was legal, why didn't he just pick up the phone and call the Attorney General Sessions, or why not ask any member of his staff who worked right down the hall to deliver a message? It is clear to me that the reason he went to you, Mr. Lewandowski, is because everyone said no. So I want to ask you about that. 2 days before meeting you, the president...
We're going to pause this real quick because I just want to give a little context here for the audience. This is an impeachment hearing that the Democrats, a House Democrats in a committee, launched this impeachment process to try to remove Trump. So in their impeachment, guess what's not named? Russia. So it's not even about Russia anymore. So Russian collusion's gone. That came and went. That big bombshell of nothing. So now they bring Corey Lewandowski up there on obstruction of justice. Obstruction of what? Russian collusion, which you now admit doesn't exist? I'm sorry. You know what? I'm just going to shut up because I'm just going to start screaming. Because this is just go to the thing. This is a joke. I'm just done. I'm just done with this crap. Just go to the crap. Just go to the crap. Go to the crap show.
Called White House Counsel McGahn at home on a Saturday to fire the special counsel saying, and you can see that on the screen, Mueller has to go. Call me back when you do it. Plain and simple. But McGahn refused. When the president asked you to deliver that message, did he, the president, tell you that 2 days before your meeting, his White House counsel had refused to fire the special counsel? Volume 1186 is where you find that language. Volume 2. When the president asked you, did you hear the question?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, Congressman?
The president asked you to deliver that message. Did he, the president, tell you that 2 days before your meeting, his White House counsel had refused to fire the special counsel?
The White House has directed me that I not disclose the substance of any conversations with the
you
president.
You are not allowed to answer whether the president told you he called his counsel at home on Saturday to remove, on a Saturday, remove the special counsel, and his counsel said no. The president had also personally called Sessions at home and asked him to unrecuse himself and oversee the special counsel's investigation, and Sessions said no. When the president asked you to deliver his message to Sessions, did the president tell you that Sessions had already said no? Volume 2, page 107?
Again, Congressman, I recognize that the privilege is not mine, but I've been asked by the White House to... Congressman, I'd be happy to answer your question, or you can just have a conversation by yourself. But if you'd like to ask me a question, I'll be happy to answer.
I'm going to continue. The reason is...
Well, then don't ask me a question if you don't want to hear my answer.
My time. This is a House judiciary, not a House party.
So if you ask me a question, give me the opportunity to answer your question.
The very campaign the special counsel is investigating. I'd like my time restored, please, of his interruption.
The gentlelady controls the time.
So he was a witness to the special counsel's investigation. For that reason, Sessions said publicly that federal law prohibited his involvement in the special counsel's investigation. Here's a quote from the report from Volume 2, pages 49 to 50, which is on the screen. You can read that. Yes or no? Did the president tell you that the attorney general was legally not allowed to take any part in the special counsel's investigation when he asked you to deliver him a note about that very investigation? Did the president tell you that?
What you've just read is not on the screen, Congresswoman.
You need to look at the screen.
There it is.
Yes or no? Read the screen.
You're welcome to read it, Congresswoman.
You're welcome to be stalling, and I'm not going to stall. You either answer the question yes or no.
Congressman, I'll take the same privileges that you've had as other members.
Tell you that nobody at the White House was supposed to even contact the Attorney General about the investigation? That you can answer yes or no.
I will not disclose any conversations I've had with the President, Congressman.
Again, you are obviously here to block any reasonable inquiry into the truth or not of this administration. The White House counsel, quote, shortly after Sessions announced his recusal, directed that Sessions should not be contacted about the special counsel investigation. In fact, the White House counsel's internal notes state no contact with Sessions and no a communication serious about instruction. Can you read that? I just said it. Can you read that? Did you hear me?
Yes. Is there a question?
Yes. Did the president tell you his White House counsel told him no contact with Sessions because of serious concerns of obstruction when he asked you to deliver a message to Sessions?
I am respecting the executive branch privilege of confidentiality, and I will recognize that this time.
Let me just say that you... Did you know the president was putting you at risk when he asked you to deliver a message to the attorney general? I want to be very clear. The president knew what he was doing was wrong because everyone else had already said no. He called his White House counsel to fire the special counsel. McGahn said no. He called the attorney general to ask him to unrecuse himself from the special counsel's investigation. Sessions said no. His White House counsel said there should be no contact with Sessions because of his recusal. So what does the president do? He calls you in to do what everyone else wouldn't do. He called you in to do his dirty work in secret because he knew it was wrong. Well, we will expose the truth. The president cannot hide behind you any longer. And you should be here to be telling the truth,
Lewandowski,
because the truth will set you free and the American people. I yield back.
The time of the gentlelady has expired. The witness may answer the question.
I don't believe there was a question, Congressman.
Very well.
Yes, there was.
Could you repeat the question? I didn't hear it.
I'd be happy to repeat the question.
It's just a rant.
Yeah, repeat the question.
I'll be happy to repeat
the
question.
The gentlelady's time has expired. The gentleman from...
Did you know the attorney general?
Right here.
The gentleman from Ohio.
She literally didn't ask a question.
Thank you, Mr.
She just screamed and shouted.
Thank you for appearing this afternoon to testify before this committee. I understand that you've spent many hours testifying voluntarily before Congress over the last few years. Isn't that correct?
It is.
And have you had to hire and retain counsel?
All right, we're going to bring this back live when we get back from this break, just as the Democrat clown show continues. Honestly, folks, I'm just at a breaking point. And it's just like, I'm just done. It's like, if I'm at this point, where is Trump? Where is Trump? They just shut down the border wall project. I just got three different texts from President Trump's team to donate. I mean, I'm done, man. This is a joke.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Drew says to me during the break, man, Sheila Jackson Lee is acting like a total bitch. I said, hey, that ain't acting. That's a bitch. That's a thug bitch. But she's a powerful black woman, so she can do whatever the hell she wants. But if you reverse the rules, it'd be called racism. You know, I'm going to calm down and we're going to go back to this clip because the things I really want to say can't be said over terrestrial radio. And there's multiple things. It is Tuesday. Maybe I'll see you next Tuesday. Know what I'm saying? So let's go back to this clip. But I don't know about you and this audience. I'm fed up. I'm sick of getting asked to donate to the Trump campaign. I'm sick of watching this damn clown show every day with taxpayer dollars. I'm sick of the government shutting down the border walls with the Pentagon shutting down three border wall projects today. I'm sick of the illegal immigration. I'm sick of the censorship. I'm sick of all of it, man. So I'm going to shut up and turn my mic off. But just know, as we're listening to this fake hearing, another fake impeachment hearing, They say, oh, Trump was obstructing justice. Obstructing justice over what? Your Russian collusion investigation, which came out, was totally fake, contrived by the Obama administration? Total treason? So I have to sit here and allow total treason to happen and just get my ass whooped every day, huh? Oh, no, we're winning, though. Let's go back to winning at a fake impeachment hearing.
Isn't that correct?
It is.
And have you had to hire and retain counsel to represent you for all the investigations that you've had to endure simply because you served as the president's campaign manager?
Yes, sir.
That's unfortunate because you didn't solicit or receive assistance from the Russians, did you?
No, sir.
Are you an agent working on behalf of the Russian government?
No, sir.
As a close friend and advisor of the president,
do you realize how low IQ this is right now?
Is working on behalf.
This is
of
an insult to anyone with an intelligence level at all above that of a Don Lemon.
To your knowledge, there is no effort on the part of the president to intentionally obstruct justice, is there?
No, sir.
There's no crime.
Thank you.
It's all fake.
Yet again, coming here to tell this committee what we, Special Counsel Mueller, and the American public already know. That President Trump did not collude with the Russians, nor did he obstruct justice. That's not to say that the Russians weren't trying to interfere and influence our 2016 presidential elections. It's clear that they were, by sending fake texts and operating fake Facebook pages and holding fake rallies, all in an effort to try to influence the outcome of the election. Democrats want to ignore all of the real evidence of Russian interference and hold this fake impeachment because it happened under a different president's watch. This all happened under President Obama's watch. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir.
And it was the Obama administration that failed to protect us from the Russian interference and influence in our election. Isn't that also true?
Yes.
President Trump wasn't president. He wasn't the one that failed to protect the country. If anybody failed, it was the Obama administration. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We're wasting valuable committee time engaging in this impeachment investigation. The fact of the matter is, one thing this committee could be doing is to question Inspector General Horowitz concerning the bias against the president at the origins of the Russian investigation. We could be questioning Horowitz about his recent report how then-FBI Director Comey mishandled department memos. This committee has such a rich history, has jurisdiction over a whole lot of very significant things. We're spending our time on this fake impeachment, but we could be focused on something that really matters, like immigration, asylum. We have hundreds of thousands of people that have entered our southern border. Generally, they're brought up either individually or in groups, caravans, usually oftentimes connected with cartels. Cartels make a lot of money when they come up here. They're told the magic words, come across the border. They say that they're in fear and come right into our country. And we put them on a bus or on a plane, and they're sent to communities all across the country.
All run by the Democrats. All run by the Democrats.
In manner to do something about
total treason, total sedition, by U.S. code, punishable by death.
Opioids last year. That's something in the jurisdiction of this committee. Yet we do virtually nothing about it in this committee. Balanced budget amendment. It's something I've introduced in this Congress. We got a $22 trillion debt hanging over our head. Yet we do nothing in this committee about attempting to actually pass something that would make us balance the budget every year, like all our states have to do. So finally, I just want to thank you again, Mr. Lewandowski, for appearing at today's hearing. Perhaps your testimony today will finally convince Democrats that there are much more important things that this committee could be spending our time on, rather than continuing to pursue this fake impeachment, a faux impeachment. The bottom line is they don't have the votes in the House to move forward. For the House to vote for this committee to open up an impeachment inquiry. They don't have the votes. Some of the Democrats want to vote for it. Some of the Democrats would vote against it. But they don't have the votes. So what they do is they spend valuable committee time that we could be spending on other important things on this fake, faux impeachment. And it's a shame. because this committee could be doing so much more on behalf of the American people. With that, I yield back.
Mr. Chairman, point of parliamentary inquiry.
Who states the point of parliament? Gentleman will state his point of parliamentary inquiry.
Mr. Chairman, the witness just answered a long line of questions from the gentleman from Ohio about whether Donald Trump had colluded with the Russians and about the origins of the Mueller investigation and so on, but he never testified as to any of those things before Special Counsel Mueller. Can he now continue to invoke this White House rationale that he's confined to the four corners of the Mueller report when he's gone way beyond it in his responses to the questioning from the gentleman from Ohio?
Regardless of whether he went beyond the four corners of the Mueller report and the answers that he gave to the last questioner, regardless of that, and I'm glad to hear he favors the Patriots, even though that's not in the Mueller report, but regardless of the long series of answers that he gave, irrelevant, that weren't in the Mueller report, the claim of privilege made by the witness is improper. For the reasons set forth in our letter today to the White House and to the witness's counsel. That said, I will take the claim of privilege under advisement.
Mr. Chairman, parliamentary inquiry.
The gentleman will state his parliamentary
inquiry. Did you actually answer his parliamentary inquiry? Because it was a statement, not a parliamentary inquiry. You just sort of skipped on to executive privilege here. At least acknowledge that it was not a parliamentary inquiry.
The gentleman stated the parliamentary inquiry.
He did not. That was a statement.
I answered his parliamentary inquiry. The gentleman from Tennessee is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Leandowski, it's been made clear here you were not an employee and you admitted it at the White House. You had no W-2, you had no card, you had nothing. You were not an employee. And you were a policeman at one time. So you know something about the law and about following the law. Didn't you think it was a little strange that the president would sit down with you one-on-one and ask you to do something that you knew was against the law? Did that strike you as strange?
I disagree with the premise of your question, Congressman.
You weren't a policeman?
I didn't think the president asked me to do anything illegal.
You didn't think it would have been illegal for you to ask Mr. Sessions to drop the investigation and to just go on to future presidents and omit everything with this president and go olly-olly in free? We're going to start with the next one about colluding with Russia? You didn't think that was illegal to obstruct justice?
Congressman, the president didn't ask me anything illegal.
Obviously, you've never been a judge and won't be one.
You know, I wonder what a Democrat scumbag like Stephen Cohen. You know, here's what I want to know. Why are all these Democrats out here being open frauds, open liars? Like, America sees this. Like, we know you're a total liar. Like, we know these Democrats are total liars. What are they hiding? Seriously, are all these Democrats behind the scenes raping kids? Seriously. Because I'm wondering why they're so committed to such a lie that the American people can see. Are all these Democrats out raping children? Is that what's going on here? Because I can't reason how they can be such bold-faced liars. I really can't. Go back.
All these people asked you, they gave you dictation. He dictated to you a message to give Sessions. Had you ever been a secretary for the president before and taken dictation or shorthand?
Many times.
Oh, we got your qualifications now. You were a secretary. But he asked you outside of White House channels, and that's what Mueller wrote, that this was outside of White House channels. Could it have been he asked you to get the message
to
Sessions?
You know, here's my fear. We're going to come back to this. We're going to air all of this. Here's my fear. If the Trump administration thinks allowing these things to go on will just anger Americans enough to really have his back, I'm just not seeing it, folks. I'll be honest with you. I'm seeing the Trump base become so comfortable with all of it and just not really care because they're just having a good old time. And that's not going to lead to victory. But I guess we'll find out. More of this coming on the other side, Democrat Clown Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.